Big week for AEW, big week for professional wrestling. We are all excited for All Out coming up on Saturday. And to help us break down All Out, we welcome in the epitome of sports entertainers. We welcome in Daddy.
Thank you, bud. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. And you kind of nailed that, actually. You kind of sports entertainers. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like when people on Twitter, they spell it out phonetically, like the way that I say it. It's really something.
I think part of that is two of us are from the Midwest, so we already speak like that.
We already
on sports entertainment. One's from Wisconsin, not from Chicago, so we already talk like that.
Well done, guys. Well done.
This has to be pretty fun for you with the Jericho Appreciation Society. But where does the moniker Daddy Magic come from? Because I think you've just taken it and run with it.
And just to say, being part of, in a team with Jericho has been unbelievable, really surreal. But the Daddy Magic name, on the independents, I went by Big Magic. That was kind of like a nickname that I used, and it always stuck with me. Like, I don't think we used email to get on this thing, but my email is bigmagic3.0@gmail.com. Oh boy, I just put that out to everybody, yeah? Oh, I'm going to pay for that. So I went by Big Magic, and when we initially started talking about getting together, I told Chris, I was like, hey, because he says, if you want to try anything new, like with your look or anything of that nature, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to go for it. So I just straight up told him, I go, hey, I'd like to be Big Magic. And he goes, okay, cool. And then 2 days later, he goes, yeah, big, like big, we have Jake. He's the big guy. Like, it doesn't really make sense for you to be the big guy in the team. So, like, what else do you want to use? And we did this episode of Talk is Jericho a couple months ago, before the last pay-per-view, actually. Him and I were talking, and I just listed off a bunch of other ridiculous names that I wanted to use. And ended up landing on Daddy Magic. That's what we ended up going with, and that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Daddy Magic, how much fun are you having right now, being part of AEW, being in your spot right now in AEW? How much fun are you having?
I mean, it's the time of my life. Honest to God, the last year of my life, guys, has been so unbelievable. From going to being released from WWE in June of last year to August, being picked up with AEW, my son was born, we're wrestling Sting, fighting CM Punk. I don't know what is going on, guys. To bring it around, and the end of the winter to get in this thing with Jericho has been, it's been a dream come true, honestly, guys. Like, I really don't know what else to say about it. And to the spotlight that has been shunned upon us because we are in this group, it's like nothing we've ever experienced before.
So sort of along those lines, you're with someone in Jericho, we've talked about on this show, like the king of reinvention, the way that guy's gone through things. What have you learned from him in sort of reinventing yourself these past few months?
So I get to watch Jericho, right? The way he carries himself in the back, the way he handles his business, the way he presents himself as a performer. And I'm just constantly learning. Like, I try to model myself after him. You know what I mean? And the one thing that I learned really from being with him is you can do no wrong. Like, just if there's a risk that you want to take, just can I curse? Because I'm about to curse. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely.
Just fucking take the risk. Well, you're not going to lose anything. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like Chris will throw anything against the wall. And if it sticks, it sticks. And he runs with it like the wizard thing. And if it doesn't, then fuck it. We're out. You know, just leave it there. You know, like, that's really, I think, the one thing that I've learned. And you can never be. I was going to say you can never be too ridiculous, but I think maybe you can be, but we find that line, you know? Like, the only way to find the line is to cross it.
So, being able to do all this, what's it meant to you to be able to do it with Angelo and be able to kind of, I mean, you guys as a tag team go back so long.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've met in the, I think at 8 years old in the third grade. So, a lot of people don't know that, but we've been friends or wrestling friends our entire lives, you know, and we trained together, and then we became a team together, obviously, and traveled up and down the roads together. So all the highs and all the lows, we experienced them together. There's nobody on this planet who knows what I've been through who has the exact same experience that he does, you know, that I do. It matches, you know, perfectly. So yeah, it's been awesome. You know what I mean? It's really been great.
Matt, are there wrestlers that you grew up watching that you modeled yourself after? Guys you watched on the TV and said, boy, you know, at one point in time, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to go way back, I grew up a child of the 80s, I guess, in the early 90s. I mean, Hulk Hogan, loved Hulk Hogan growing up. Who didn't, right? I mean, I don't know. Did you guys? You must have.
Of course.
Everybody did.
Right. Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, everybody said their prayers. Everybody had their vitamins. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just, you know, you had to.
Yeah. Do you think by vitamins he meant steroids?
vitamin S is a steroid, is a vitamin. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, yeah, take your testosterone, kids. I digress. I love Hulk. Anyway, so maybe we cut that out. I don't know. So Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, obviously being Canadian, I love him. Who made Pink more cool than Bret? You know, I know the Revival tries. Punk tries, hey, you're not there, boys. You know, Bret looked freaking great in Pink. The hair and everything, and his style is so realistic. And people rag on Bret, I think, sometimes for not being charismatic, or maybe in the early half of his career. But I don't see it, man. That guy was cool to me. And as I got a little older, like, see, I'm lucky. I think you guys are too. We're probably around the same age. Like, as we hit like adolescence, like wrestling, we kind of grew into wrestling and like the Attitude Era and that, you know, when you're 13, 14, 15 years old. So Chris in 98, Chris Jericho, you know, who was cooler than Chris Jericho? And when I started my career, I really tried to emulate him, right? Because when you're starting out, you don't know nothing. So all you're going to do, you're going to kind of choose what you like and basically imitate it, you know, and early on, there was a lot of that, a lot of imitating Chris Jericho in both of mine and Angelo's performances. And those are pretty much my heaviest influences, I'd say. Bret, Sean, and Chris.
When you talk about making that move, you said, you know, you're really a free agent for about a month. What was it like just mindset-wise that month of knowing like, hey, you reached that pinnacle, you got the WWE, and then not knowing what was next?
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough because my wife was 7-8 months pregnant at the time. And you don't know, like, we were supposed to leave the country to go back to Canada. So we're like, do we stay? Do we go? Do we stay? I don't know if it's illegal. I have no idea, guys. Like I have no idea. And luckily, like, we worked things out with AEW to where we didn't have to leave, you know, and their lawyers got on us. And that's initially how the deal got started. They were going to help us get our visas, you know, and then they ended up giving us a match, and then one thing led to another, and then we signed per appearance deals, and then we signed real contracts, and now, whew. Anyway, things are great. But yeah, that month, that I want to say we went like literally because we had a 30-day non-compete, right? So we were still getting paid for 30 days from the time they let us know that we were being cut. And from the end of that 30 days to the time that we started with AEW, I think was 8 days, 7 to 9 days. Like, really a short amount of time. We are so fortunate that things worked out the way that they did for us. Very blessed, you know, lucky.
Matt, I before I ask this next question, I want you to know that this comes from a place of love because I absolutely love what you're doing. But okay. What the hell are you doing when you're not talking during promos and you're on television?
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? In my spare time? What do you want to know?
Well, you know? No, like you're looking at the camera. I don't know if you're trying to say words. If you're like I am, I like don't. Hey, I cannot look away, and I feel bad for Angelo because I start tuning him out. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I had the answer for you. You know, I'm just doing the thing.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to us? I don't see anybody else except you. We know you're saying something, but you're saying it to Daddy Magic fans. And I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying to us?
Maybe I had more to say and Angelo just cut me off because he's sick of my fucking talking. You know? And I was just like, I'm just finishing what I want to say. Yeah, no, I don't know, man. Just trying to entertain, I guess. That's it.
Well, yeah. I just Yeah, exactly. Because we don't know anything else. We just are watching you because we feel like it's subliminal. You're saying something to us, only us, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to buy the T-shirt. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Right. Okay. All right. So you know, there's a lot of single guys, Daddy Magic, that go to AEW events. So there's a lot of wrestling fans that don't have a girlfriend, but they love AEW. I would like for you to be able to give some advice to some of the young people out there on how they can be able to just get a taste.
Date, like what? Like dating advice?
Yes. And how can single guys get a taste?
Yeah, so, and for all the young gentlemen out there, never, I don't know how this is going to come off, but never chase the ladies, okay? Let them come to you. And if you feel... All right, I hope there's no women listening to this. But if you feel like there's an interest level there, maybe you ignore them just a bit to make them want a little more. You understand what I'm saying? That's all. Just play hard to get. You play the game, guys. Be smart. Also, just be cool. Just be cool. That's the best advice I could give to anybody. I give that to my students, my wrestling students. It's like, oh, how do I act in the locker room? Like if they're going to be extras or something. Guys, just be cool. Just let people like you. Just be cool.
Gabe opened with it. You know, I don't do it as well as him, the sports entertainers. How did that come to be? Because you took Judas, which was one of the most over entrances in the company, and you enhanced it. You made it better. How did that come to be?
That was so you know those old WWE, well, WWF, like the what the world is watching, like that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. And that's all it is. It just comes from that. And I believe the initial idea was for all of us to take a turn saying it every week, but Chris just loved the way that I do it, and it just stayed that way, you know. Yeah.
So you've also now been dabbling in commentary. How did the idea for you to do commentary do? Because here's the problem, man. Like,
please tell me. Tell me the problem.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of wrestling that we need to watch for this show. Yeah. So Elevation kind of gets pushed to the back. But from some of the highlights I keep seeing on social media of your commentary, I'm probably going to have to tune into Elevation now.
How it came about. So back in June, Blood and Guts, I don't know if you guys remember, I ended up tearing my rotator cuff and my labrum. So I'm out for a period of time here. And a couple of weeks ago, I was just like, I'm coming to TV every week. I'm not planning any matches. I'm not doing much of anything. So I got that late. I ended up talking to Tony Schiavone. He's like, yeah, get on. Let's put you on commentary. You know what I mean? I'll run it by TK and we'll see what he says. And TK loved the idea. And then sure enough, I went out there 1 week and it seemed to be a big hit. People liked it. Twitter loved it, you know? And Tony Schiavone was just like, yeah, you just stay out there now until somebody tells you not to. So I guess my job, and it's an opportunity to learn another side of the business. And honestly, it's been an absolute blast. An absolute blast. I feel like I could say anything out there. And I got Excalibur who's going to cover my ass. It's so much fun, guys. And yes, please watch it. Please put it on your list and watch it.
It's been a lot of conversation about what's going on behind the scenes at AEW, Matt. So tell us, what do you think the state of AEW is right now?
You know, it's funny you say that. I was thinking about it, like, I was talking with somebody yesterday and I go, you know, I love when I look forward to Thursday when I get to go online, when I get home and find out all about what's been going on in the locker room, you know, because I don't see it and I don't feel it. I don't know if I'm just in my little Jericho bubble and I don't know what's going on, but I don't feel any tension or any bad vibes or anything like that. And I know it sounds like I'm being a big time company guy here, and maybe I am, but like, I don't know. Everybody gets along. I love it. I love having CM Punk around. You know what I mean? We're always talking, having a good time. We were both in the rehab, the medical room the other day, you know, and we're just laughing, having a great time. He's icing his foot. I'm working on my shoulder. Punk's a great guy, man. I don't know. I love it. I love our locker room.
You mentioned getting to work with Punk, Sting, Jericho. Who are some of the guys that, you know, are still on that bucket list of yourself and Angela? You say, I want to work with those guys one day.
Yeah, how about FTR? Put them on that list, top of the list. I'd say the Young Bucks. We've worked both those teams before. There was a WrestleMania Access event. Like, they were taping NXT, and Angelo and I, we were just extras. And we ended up working with the Revival. And it's something, guys. If you want to go look up that match, if you can, it's good. Some good stuff. I won't spoil it for you guys, but look it up. It's a good time. And the Young Bucks, we worked with them a bunch at Chikara. I'd love to work with them on a national platform. That'd be tremendous. What about some legends? Who else do we got in there? Sting, Punk, we've worked with. Jericho, we've worked with, obviously. Brian, we've done it. Like, my God, if you think about the year we've had, like, it's unbelievable. It's really like I could have never imagined the year that we just had. I don't know. I really don't know who's left on as far as legends go. Give me Sting and Darby again. I would love to have another match with Sting and Darby, but this time where Angelo and I are kind of leveled up a little bit in the eyes of the people. And I think that would be fantastic. Give us like a lengthy program that ends in a pay-per-view match with those guys, please. I would love it.
So you brought up Blood and Guts earlier. Like, yes, what sir. Do you have to do mentally to get yourself ready for that match? Because you know it's going to be brutal. And unfortunately, you did suffer the injury.
Yeah, you do. You do know. And you just accept it. I think there's just a level of acceptance that happens where you're just like, well, you know, whatever happens here is going to happen. And the cards, they fall where they may, you know, like, and that's pretty much it. To try to get a good stretch, you know, to warm up, which I guess I didn't stretch my warm up my shoulders enough, you know. Obviously, I could have done some band workouts, I guess, before. But the thing about those matches, too, they're so, especially the Blood and Guts one, we're so many people in that match that it takes a long time to put it together. So maybe you don't get to warm up as you normally would, you know, and that is something that comes into play too. It's really something. It was a hell of an experience, you know, really, really was. The same thing with the Anarchy in the Arena match. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Don't forget AEW Rampage will be on Friday and All Out will be on Sunday from the Arena Hoffman Estates. You can watch it on Bleacher Report. Check it out on pay-per-view from Bleacher Report. That you got AEW All Out. Is there something, Matt, in your career that you'd love to accomplish before you're done? Before you're done with wrestling, is there something that says, man, I'd really like to be able to check off that bucket list?
That is a good question. And I would love to have a pay-per-view tag team title match. That is something I'd love. I'd love to win those tag team titles. I think... Yeah, but there's so much, like, that's not all I want to accomplish. There's obviously more. You know what I mean? Would I like to do my own thing as a singles guy? Maybe. You know, maybe I'd like to explore that at some point. But who knows, you know? Who knows? I want to make as much money as humanly possible. That's what I want to do, guys. I know that's a boring answer, but at this point in my life, that is what I want to do.
As a wrestling fan with All Out being this weekend, what are you most looking forward to Sunday night in Chicago?
So I just saw, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the Acclaim are wrestling for the tag titles against Swerve and Keith Lee there. I'm very interested in that match. I want to see how those two guys do in that spot against those guys. Are they going to level up? How's it going to go down? You know, that really intrigued me, and I'm very excited for both of them. And I can't wait to hear Max Caster's his rap. What is he going to say? You know, that's what I want to know. What's he going to say about Chicago? What's he going to say about being on pay-per-view or Keith Lee and Swerve, you know? That's what I want to know.
But we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing what you do on Rampage.